7. What is the difference between the proxy pattern and the decorator pattern? The proxy pattern is used to control access to an object, often by adding additional behavior, such as lazy loading, security checks, or logging. The decorator pattern, on the other hand, is used to add new functionality or responsibilities to an object dynamically without altering its structure or behavior. 8. Can you describe a real-world scenario where you would use the state pattern? A real-world scenario for the state pattern is in implementing the behavior of a vending machine. The vending machine can be in different states, such as idle, waiting for selection, and dispensing item. Using the state pattern, each state can be represented by a class that defines the behavior of the machine in that state, allowing for easy transitions between states. 9. How does the mediator pattern facilitate communication between objects? The mediator pattern facilitates communication between objects by introducing a central mediator object that controls the interactions between them. Instead of objects communicating directly with each other, they send messages to the mediator, which then coordinates the interactions. This reduces the coupling between objects and simplifies communication management. 10. In which cases would you prefer the strategy pattern over the state pattern? The strategy pattern is preferred when you want to encapsulate interchangeable behaviors or algorithms that can be switched at runtime, but the object state does not change. The state pattern, on the other hand, is more suitable when the behavior of an object changes based on its internal state, and the state transitions need to be modeled explicitly. 1. How would you apply the adapter pattern in Java when dealing with incompatible interfaces? The adapter pattern allows incompatible interfaces to work together by creating an adapter class that converts the interface of a class into another interface that the client expects. In Java, this can be done by implementing the target interface in the adapter class and delegating the calls to the adapted class. 2. When should you use the chain of responsibility pattern? The chain of responsibility pattern should be used when you need to pass a request along a chain of handlers, allowing each handler to process the request or pass it on to the next handler. It's particularly useful when there are multiple possible handlers, and you want to decouple the sender from the receivers. 3. What is the key benefit of using the composite pattern? The key benefit of using the composite pattern is that it allows you to treat individual objects and compositions of objects uniformly. This is particularly useful when you have a tree structure where both leaf objects and composite objects can be treated in the same way, simplifying client code. 4. How can you implement the command pattern in Java? The command pattern can be implemented in Java by creating command classes that implement a common interface with an execute method. Each concrete command class encapsulates a request or action. An invoker class can then call the execute method on the command objects to perform the requested actions. 5. What is the purpose of the interpreter pattern? The interpreter pattern is used to define a grammar for a language and provide an interpreter for interpreting sentences in that language. It is typically used for designing domain-specific languages, DSLs, or when there's a need to evaluate expressions or parse sentences based on a predefined grammar. 6. How does the flyweight pattern help in optimizing memory usage? The flyweight pattern helps optimize memory usage by sharing common objects instead of creating new ones for each use. The shared objects are stored in a flyweight factory, and clients request them as needed. Only the intrinsic state is stored within the object, while extrinsic state is passed to methods when necessary. 7. Can you describe a use case where the template method pattern is beneficial? The template method pattern is beneficial when you have a fixed structure for an algorithm, but you want to allow specific steps of the algorithm to be customizable by subclasses. A typical use case would be when designing frameworks or applications that have predefined steps but need to allow for variation in certain steps. 8. What is the key difference between the strategy and state patterns? The strategy pattern is used when you want to allow interchangeable algorithms to be selected at runtime, while the state pattern is used when an object's behavior changes based on its internal state. The strategy pattern does not modify the object itself, while the state pattern modifies the object's state. 9. What is the primary goal of the visitor pattern? The primary goal of the visitor pattern is to separate an algorithm from the objects it operates on, allowing new operations to be added to existing object structures without modifying the objects themselves. It is often used in systems where new operations need to be added frequently. 10. How do you use the singleton pattern to ensure thread safety in Java? To ensure thread safety in Java, the singleton pattern can be implemented using the double-checked locking method. This involves synchronizing access to the instance only when it's null and checking it again after acquiring the lock to avoid creating multiple instances. The volatile keyword is used to ensure proper visibility across threads. 1. How can the proxy pattern be used to control access to an object in Java? The proxy pattern in Java can be used to control access to an object by providing a surrogate or placeholder. The proxy can perform additional tasks such as logging, lazy initialization, or access control before delegating the request to the real object. 2. What is the key advantage of using the observer pattern? The key advantage of the observer pattern is that it decouples the subject from its observers. This allows for multiple observers to be notified of changes in the subject without the subject needing to know about them, making the system more flexible and extensible. 3. When should you use the builder pattern? The builder pattern should be used when an object needs to be constructed step by step and there are many optional components or variations. It helps separate the construction process from the actual object, making it easier to construct complex objects. 4. How does the decorator pattern differ from the adapter pattern? The decorator pattern adds functionality to an object dynamically without altering its structure, while the adapter pattern is used to convert one interface to another. The key difference is that the decorator extends functionality, whereas the adapter changes the interface. 5. What is an example of using the strategy pattern in a payment system? In a payment system, the strategy pattern can be used to allow customers to choose between different payment methods, e.g., credit card, PayPal, bank transfer. Each payment method can be implemented as a separate strategy class, and the context class can select the appropriate strategy based on user input. 6. How would you implement the mediator pattern in a chat application? In a chat application, the mediator pattern can be implemented by creating a chat room class that acts as the mediator. Users, colleagues, interact with the chat room instead of directly with each other, allowing the mediator to control the flow of messages between users and handle coordination. 7. Can the composite pattern be used to model an organizational hierarchy? How? Yes, the composite pattern can be used to model an organizational hierarchy by treating individual employees and groups of employees, e.g., teams or departments, uniformly. A department, composite, and an employee, leaf, can both implement a common interface, allowing clients to work with both types in the same way. 8. What problem does the bridge pattern solve in software design? The bridge pattern solves the problem of separating abstraction and implementation so that they can vary independently. It is useful when you have multiple abstractions that could be implemented in different ways, allowing for greater flexibility and reducing code duplication. 9. How would you implement the state pattern in Java for a vending machine? In Java, the state pattern can be implemented for a vending machine by creating classes that represent each state of the machine, e.g., idle state, paid state, dispense state. Each state class implements a common vending machine state interface and defines behaviors for each state. The vending machine context can then change its state based on user input or conditions. 10. What is the purpose of the abstract factory pattern in Java? The abstract factory pattern provides a way to create families of related or dependent objects without specifying their concrete classes. It allows for flexibility in creating products by defining interfaces for creating abstract product families, which can then be instantiated by concrete factories. 1. How can the singleton pattern be implemented in a thread-safe manner? The singleton pattern can be implemented in a thread-safe manner by using synchronization. The most common approach is to use the BuildPew singleton design, which leverages the static inner class to ensure that the instance is created only when it is accessed for the first time, and it is thread-safe without requiring synchronization. 2. What is the main advantage of using the command pattern in a text editor application? The main advantage of using the command pattern in a text editor application is that it allows for actions like undo, redo, and macro recording to be easily implemented. Each action is encapsulated as an object, enabling flexible and extensible command handling. 3. In the strategy pattern, what role does the context class play? In the strategy pattern, the context class defines the interface for interacting with the strategy objects and provides a way to change the strategy dynamically at runtime. The context delegates the behavior to the strategy object, which implements the actual algorithm. 4. How can the chain of responsibility pattern improve flexibility in error handling? The chain of responsibility pattern improves flexibility in error handling by allowing multiple handlers, e.g., different levels of error reporting, to be chained together. Each handler can decide whether to handle the error or pass it to the next handler in the chain, making it easier to add or modify error handling behavior. 5. How is the proxy pattern used in Java to implement lazy initialization? In Java, the proxy pattern can be used to implement lazy initialization by creating a proxy object that only initializes the real object when it is first needed. The proxy intercepts the method calls and creates the real object on demand, reducing resource usage and improving performance. 6. What is the difference between the factory method and abstract factory patterns? The factory method pattern provides a method for creating objects, but the exact class of the object is determined by subclasses. The abstract factory pattern, on the other hand, provides an interface for creating families of related or dependent objects without specifying their concrete classes. 7. How can the adapter pattern be used in a legacy system to integrate with modern libraries? The adapter pattern can be used to integrate legacy systems with modern libraries by creating an adapter class that converts the interface of the legacy system to the expected interface of the modern library. This allows the two systems to work together without modifying the legacy code. 8. What is an example of using the flyweight pattern in a graphics application? In a graphics application, the flyweight pattern can be used to manage a large number of shapes, e.g., circles, squares, by sharing common attributes such as color and type. Instead of creating a new object for every shape, the flyweight pattern reuses existing shared objects to reduce memory usage. 9. How does the composite pattern work in a file system-like structure? In a file system-like structure, the composite pattern works by treating both files and directories uniformly. A directory, composite, can contain files, leaf, or other directories, while both files and directories implement the same interface, allowing for recursive operations such as listing, deleting, or moving items in the structure. 10. What is the role of the flyweight factory in the flyweight pattern? In the flyweight pattern, the flyweight factory is responsible for managing the shared flyweight objects. It ensures that only one instance of each flyweight is created and shared, avoiding the creation of multiple objects with the same intrinsic state and improving memory efficiency. 1. How does the builder pattern help in constructing complex objects? The builder pattern helps in constructing complex objects step by step, allowing for the separation of the construction process from the object's representation. This pattern provides a flexible way to create objects with varying configurations, reducing the need for constructor overloading. 2. What problem does the prototype pattern solve, and how? The prototype pattern solves the problem of creating complex objects by cloning an existing object rather than constructing a new one from scratch. This allows for efficient object creation, especially when an object is expensive to create or initialize. 3. How does the observer pattern work in event handling? The observer pattern allows an object, the subject, to notify multiple dependent objects, observers, of any state changes, without needing to know who or what those observers are. In event handling, this pattern is used to update UI components when the underlying data or state changes. 4. In what scenario would you use the state pattern in a vending machine application? The state pattern is used in a vending machine application to manage the various states, e.g., idle, waiting for coins, dispensing item, of the machine. Each state can have its own behavior, and the vending machine changes its state based on the user's actions or the current situation, e.g., sufficient funds, item availability. 5. How can the template method pattern be applied to a reporting system? In a reporting system, the template method pattern can be applied by defining a skeleton of the report generation process in a base class. The base class provides a fixed algorithm with steps that can be customized by subclasses to add specific formatting, filtering, or data aggregation logic. 6. How does the interpreter pattern work in SQL query parsing? The interpreter pattern can be used to represent a SQL query language in an interpreter model, where the SQL query is parsed into an abstract syntax tree, AST. The interpreter then processes the tree to execute the query and return results, enabling flexible query execution and modification. 7. What problem does the mediator pattern solve in a chat application? In a chat application, the mediator pattern solves the problem of direct communication between users, colleagues, by introducing a mediator object. Instead of users communicating directly, all messages go through the mediator, which handles the message routing and reduces the complexity of interactions. 8. How can the decorator pattern be used to enhance the functionality of a graphical window? The decorator pattern can be used to enhance the functionality of a graphical window by adding additional features, e.g., scroll bars, borders, title bars, dynamically at runtime. The decorator objects wrap the original window object, extending its behavior without modifying its core functionality. 9. How does the iterator pattern help in traversing a collection of objects? The iterator pattern provides a way to traverse a collection of objects sequentially without exposing the underlying representation. It allows for consistent access to elements in a collection, enabling easy iteration over the items, whether the collection is a list, set, or another data structure. 10. In what way does the composite pattern allow for flexible tree-like structures? The composite pattern allows for flexible tree-like structures by treating individual objects and compositions of objects uniformly. Both leaf nodes and composite nodes implement the same interface, allowing for recursive operations such as traversing, adding, or removing elements in a hierarchical structure. 1. How does the singleton pattern ensure that a class has only one instance? The singleton pattern ensures that a class has only one instance by restricting its instantiation and providing a global point of access. This is typically achieved by making the constructor private and providing a static method to return the single instance. 2. How does the adapter pattern allow incompatible interfaces to work together? The adapter pattern allows incompatible interfaces to work together by creating an adapter class that translates the interface of one class into another expected by the client. The adapter acts as a bridge, enabling communication between systems that would otherwise be incompatible. 3. What role does the proxy pattern play in controlling access to an object? The proxy pattern controls access to an object by providing a surrogate or placeholder for the real object. It can be used to add additional functionality, such as lazy initialization, access control, or logging, without modifying the underlying object. 4. How does the chain of responsibility pattern work in a logging system? In a logging system, the chain of responsibility pattern allows multiple loggers to handle different log levels, e.g., info, debug, error. Each logger in the chain can decide whether to process the log message or pass it to the next handler in the chain, allowing for flexible logging management. 5. How can the factory method pattern be used to create a product family? The factory method pattern can be used to create a product family by defining an abstract factory that provides methods for creating different types of related products. Subclasses can then implement these methods to instantiate concrete products based on specific requirements, ensuring consistency within the product family. 6. How does the command pattern help in decoupling the sender and receiver of a request? The command pattern decouples the sender and receiver of a request by encapsulating the request as an object. The sender doesn't need to know the details of the request or the receiver, it just issues the command, and the command object is responsible for invoking the appropriate action on the receiver. 7. How does the visitor pattern facilitate operations on objects of different types? The visitor pattern allows you to perform operations on objects of different types by defining a visitor class with a visit method for each type of object. The objects accept the visitor and allow it to execute the operation specific to their type, thus enabling new operations without modifying the object structure. 8. In what scenarios would you use the flyweight pattern in a graphics application? In a graphics application, the flyweight pattern can be used to minimize memory usage by sharing common objects, such as shapes or patterns, across many instances. For example, rather than creating a new object for every shape, common characteristics, like color or style, are shared, reducing memory overhead.